with Fudge and Rach. Fudge and Rach. Thanks to Harvey Norman Port Macquarie.
Let's go!
Bodge here with you this morning. It is 6:04. Lots of great music. We'll also chat to Dean McCarthy, our Hollywood reporter, and get some goss a little bit later on. I'm always excited to see what he's got to say. I don't even know what he's got. He normally gives me a choice. He gives Rach and I a choice of stories to chat about, and I haven't even seen it yet. I like to be surprised. Also, we'll do a quick Animal Kingdom update because there's been some big news going on with a couple of different animals, and I'll be opening the lines a little bit later in the hour, 13, 12, 16, to ask you which animal you reckon deserves the title of King of the Animals. I'm not talking just the jungle, of all of them, okay? But next up, something quite serious, okay? If you know someone what does a bit of the old, you know, nose candy, we'll call it that. We'll try and keep it G-rated at weekends. This might be the way to get them off of it. It's coming up on, well, I was going to say Bodge and Rach. Rachel's in New Zealand. So this is Bodge this morning. Happy Tuesday on Hit.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on Hit.
If there were any more reasons to not use cocaine, and there are a myriad of reasons, believe you me, I tell you this is huge. Now, international gangs have started lacing cocaine, the cocaine that they're selling. All right. Now, this came from the Cambridge News. I read this morning. Cocaine, this is the headline. This is what sucked me in. Cocaine takers faces could rot away as drug is being laced with deworming chemical. From a business standpoint, if you're a gang and you're trying to like push cocaine on the masses, why would you lace it with something that's going to, what am I saying? Why would you lace it with something that's going to hurt them? Why would you lace it with something that's going to rot their faces away? You want return customers, obviously, but I mean, it's just another reason to not take it. So commonly, I mean, snorted through the nose, of course. They've got a chemical called levamisole, and it's used by international gangs. And what it does is the chemical's intended for farm animals and has devastating health risks for users. I mean, cocaine's not good itself. And if you know anyone that takes it, I mean, you know, it's not a good thing. Don't associate with them or help them out, one of the two. Preferably both. Skin lesions and discoloration and rotting of the skin when the blood cells rupture, all that sort of stuff. It's beautiful to hear this early in the morning, but was in the newspaper, so I have to report it, of course, especially if it sounds kind of good, particularly in the ears, nose and fingers, and poisoning as well. The drug, right, which is used on pigs, cows and horses, leaves people feeling like they have HIV, doctors have claimed. So if you're going out to the disco, right, on the weekend, the disco, of course, don't take cocaine anyway, but definitely don't take this new cocaine because it's really, really bad. That's my public service announcement this morning. It is Bodge here just by myself because Rachel is away in New Zealand at the moment. She will be back next week to rein me in with stuff like this. We're going to talk about animals next because there is a couple of animals that have done incredible things, and we're going to also open the lines up 13, 12, 16. If you reckon you know which animal deserves the brand new title, everyone knows the king of the jungle is the lion, but if you know another one that you reckon should be up there as king of the animal kingdom, then you give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
Here we go. Yeah.
Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
In the animal kingdom, lots of stuff's been going on. Nobody's been keeping an eye on it. Well, some people have, but not everyone. This one bringing it to your attention, okay? Because the question is being asked now, which animal deserves to be the king of the animal kingdom? Not just the jungle. I reckon the lions probably had its day. I feel like lions are a bit lazy, if I'm honest with you. But what's going on right now, okay? They're the world's oldest known spider. I know they're insects, but world's oldest spider has died at 43. He was Australian as well, which is good. That's represent right there. Now, he's a trapdoor, and basically the previous record holder was only 28 years old, a tarantula in Mexico. So 43, that's a huge effort. And according to a study that was done by the Biology Journal, the spider didn't die of old age. He was killed by a wasp sting, which means he had a fight with a wasp. I didn't think those two even met, but that's fine. Wasps and spiders have a fight every now and then, I guess. The other big news, and so we pay homage to him today, by the way, Trapdoor. We call him Trappy, okay? The other news is that the first ever Eastern Black Rhino, he's 1,000 kilos as well, if you don't mind. He's the first one to undergo a CT scan in Chicago, and apparently he was very well behaved. You know, I don't think he knew what was going on, but he must have known that all of them were there to look after him because a portable CT scan was still brought to where he was, but they had to try and fit him in there. And it took 40 staffers still just to move him because he's a bit fat, obviously. So, you know, that was Brookfield Zoo, which is a huge zoo in Chicago. So life-threatening nasal blockage, and he's probably walking around just going, right, I need this sorted out. So all of a sudden, the Eastern Black Rhino, not so tough now, even with that massive big horn on the front. We got Lee Jolo with the local news, Hannah with national news coming up as well, and opening the lines, 13, 12, 16. If you got a favourite animal, favourite insect, what you reckon needs to be at the top of the pile, get rid of the lion, which one are we chucking up there? If Rachel were here, I know exactly what she'd say. She'd say the sharks. Great white sharks, because she's a huge fan. So that's what we're asking. 13, 12, 16, get on the telephone now.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
I told you some animal news. There's lots going on in the animal kingdom. And I put the call out there. I said, 13, 12, 16, give me a call and tell me which animal or insect, any creature, deserves to be at the top of the chain. We remove the lion. The lion's done his dash. If anything, the pictures of lions these days, they're not chasing gazelles anymore. They're just laying under trees. They don't care. They're lazy. They're out. So I've had a few calls. I've had Blair from Kempsey, who for some reason thought the beaver was the way to go. It might have been something to do with the fact that they build stuff in the water. It could have been something else. Who knows? Sonia from Port said, that grizzly bear, did you see what it did to Leo in The Revenant? I mean, it was a CGI bear, but, you know, they are quite strong. So, I mean, I'll give you that one. One person called up and said the Easter Bunny and then laughed and hung up. I thought that was quite interesting. But then there was one standout. One that I wasn't expecting, and his name is Pigeon Toady. I don't know if you've seen the Pixar film Storks, but this is Pigeon Toady singing How Do You Like Me Now.
Bro, how you like me now? Oh, how you like me now? How you like me now? How do you like me now? Now there was a time when you loved me so.
There we go. We've crowned it. I reckon that's it. I think we leave it right there. Don't call up anymore. 13, 12, 16. Do not call. We're crowning Pigeon Toady from the Pixar film Storks as the new king of the animal kingdom.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
And it's that time of the morning where we welcome Mr. Dean McCarthy. Hello, mate. What's going on?
G'day, mate. Good morning. Just us boys today. We're missing little Rach, aren't we?
Yeah, she's over in New Zealand. I will tell you right now, she wanted to surprise one of her old workmates, and she got it done. She's good at the old prank, so she's...
Oh, yes.
She surprised her, mate.
I've seen the videos.
Yeah, this is true. We've got a couple of stories today, and Jersey Shore, what's going on? All captured on Instagram, something quite heavy.
Look, this is very heavy for a Tuesday morning. Ronnie from Jersey Shore in mega trouble today because this is what happened. It appears that he got into a physical altercation with his girlfriend as she was on an Instagram live video. So with Instagram, if you have Instagram, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you don't, essentially, you can be kind of broadcasting yourself live on Instagram. She was broadcasting live, and then it appears in the video that they've had a physical altercation. The police were called. We will learn more in the coming days about how this rolled out, but terrifying stuff, you know. I mean, really, really, really upsetting to see.
Yeah, he's not a small bloke either.
No, he's a big dude. Yeah. Ronnie's a big one.
Yeah.
He's a big, buff. Dude, yeah, definitely.
On to a bit of a lighter topic, Mariah Carey opening another Vegas residency. What's going on?
Yes. Now, look, I love Mariah Carey. She sacked the manager. Remember she had that awful manager, Stella was her name. She sacked Stella after Stella was booking her into all these ridiculous gigs around the world. Got a new manager, and now she's doing a new Vegas residency. Now, the last Vegas residency didn't get the best reviews. You may remember there's a video that went around of Mariah dancing, if you call it that, very casually, like she didn't really want to be there, that kind of vibe. Well, let's hope with the new manager, the new show, the new choreography, she'll look a little bit more excited to be there. So stay tuned. A new Vegas residency for Mariah.
Okay, do you know where it's going to be?
No, good question. They're still deciding which venue. Big money. It's a lot of money goes into these things. She'll get around $435,000 per performance.
Oh.
Per performance. Oh. Isn't that crazy?
I'll never see that kind of money in my life. Oh, geez. That's incredible.
When you get Sydney Breakfast Radio,
You'll
probably be on that.
Come on, mate. Don't say that. It's not going to happen. Jeez. All right, Dave. I'll chat to you tomorrow, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Bye, guys.
Bodge and Rach on the Mid-North Coast's Hit.
A bloke in the US. Everyone knows prom is big over there, okay? But this applies to anyone that is thinking of asking someone out and they're a little bit on the creative side, okay? So what he's done, he's... He was trying to be romantic, to be fair, but it's kind of terrifying. He left her traumatised by faking his own death, okay? His name's Richard, so we'll call him Dickie, okay? Dickie decided not to go down the normal romantic route. He didn't say, do you want to, you know, come to the prom with me? Instead, he decided that he was going to shock her instead by faking his death to get her emotionally sort of unstable and then coming out and going, oh, no, I'm not really dead. I'm not really dead. I just wanted to see if you cared. So there was nothing amazing about it. He did a Facebook status, would you believe? And then all of a sudden he faked his death and then whatever else. No one else was sort of caught up in this. It was just centered around her. So he'd set the scene that he was going to go and do something quite big. And then all of a sudden he made out like he had died. Now, social media is a cool place for things like that. But this girl was traumatized because she did like him. And they were 15. So, you know, they are 15. This has only just happened. So what I'm asking now is on 13, 12, 16, has a doofus, particularly blokes I'm looking at because they're the ones that do the stupid things, has someone done something similar to this? Maybe not to this extreme level, but if you're a bloke out there and you've tried something maybe a little bit ambitious, please get on the phone to me right now. You can be anonymous, 13, 12, 16. On the flip side, if you're a lady and you've maybe been on the receiving end of a poor attempt at picking up, I'm not talking about just receiving an eggplant emoji. I'm talking about, like, you know, has someone tried and failed? I want to hear about it because this, at the moment, this is number one. This is the worst I've ever heard, trying to convince a 15-year-old girl to go to prom with you by faking your own death. It is the absolute stupid idea.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Traffic, of course. We'll have Alex Strawn with the traffic report very shortly. I do know that getting into Lake Road from the eastern direction is going to be a bit of a hassle with the roadworks today. But in the US, what's happened in the Houston traffic, which is far, far worse than what we've got on the Mid-North Coast. We've got it pretty good, let's be honest. A video has been going viral of a bloke that's he's stuck in traffic and someone's trying to merge, they're trying to get in front. And he's like, well, if this is going to happen, I'm going to do rock, paper, scissors with the guy and try and brighten his day, which is something you don't see. Normally it's road rage, but have a listen to this.
Paper, rock, scissors. I'll let you in if you win. Come on.
Something.
Go for it, man.
So obviously he's lost the paper, rock, scissors, but he's had that's gone viral for all the right reasons, of course. He wasn't filming it either. It was one of the passengers that was filming it. So it's bustling traffic, can't get in anywhere, and someone needs to merge. And he's like, yeah, I'll let you in, but you've got to beat me in rock, paper, scissors. So there you go. How about that? And that'll be online somewhere as well. You can go and enjoy that. News not too far away with Lee Jolo, local news, that is, and national news with Hannah. And remember, get thinking, because I want to hear the worst pickup stories ever, or attempts in any case, 13, 12, 16.
Bodge and Rach on the Mid-North Coast's Hit.
I've got a couple of stories. What I was talking about just before, there was a bloke in the US, because prom's a big deal over there. He's 15. He wanted to ask this other 15-year-old out, and instead of just moseying on up and just saying, hey, girl, how you living, like they do over there, he decided he'd fake his own death. So I thought, you know, I put the call out of 13, 12, 16. You're more than welcome to still give me a call. I have heard from a girl who just wanted to be known as Red, and she said that one of her old roommates brought home a present for her, and it turned out to be a drunken man who she said was still relatively attractive, and he was singing. He tripped over a fan cord on the way into the room, singing I Can't Be Your Hero, Baby, the Enrique Iglesias song, you know, and she turned him away. So, I mean, that's fair enough too. Christy in Promotions and Hit Squads walked in. Christy, have you ever been ambitiously picked up before?
Actually, my own partner now. So clearly whatever he did to pick me up worked.
Okay.
It was, we're at a four drive park, and he decided to give me a hot can of Coca-Cola. And that was his pickup line. So he knew that I would laugh it off and go, where's my cold drink? And that was his way of picking me up.
And what did he say to that?
He just went, oh, no, have a hot one.
Well, that was it.
Yep.
Michael, my goodness. Yeah, oh, well, that's
about all I've got.
No, that's smooth. Yeah, no, a warm can of Coke. That's the way I'd do
it,
definitely. Oh, cheers. Yeah, nice one. All right, Michael, ARB. Yeah. If you want a warm can of Coke, he's the man to do it. Christy, after 8 o'clock, now, I don't know if you heard yesterday, but Lee Jolo from our local news, I got him to have a go at the 5 in 10.
How did he go?
He failed miserably.
Maybe I need a shot at that.
Oh, well, see, well, I don't know. I've got to put it out there first. 13, 12, 16, that's coming up after 8 o'clock. Also, I'm getting reports, and we'll have Alex Strawn with more details in just a moment, but at Lake Road near Sherwood on the eastern side, it's difficult getting in, of course, because of the roadworks that are still going. They're meant to be done yesterday, I believe, but there's still a little bit to do, so it's going to be a little while getting in and around that area.
Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
Now we're up to $240 and I have got Christy from our Hit Squad here with me. Christy, we have both seen Avengers Infinity War and I just want your take on it quickly without any spoilers, good or bad.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, good.
Of course, the Guardians are the best.
Well, you find the Guardians the best. Mm-hmm. That's fair enough too. Okay, I've got Crystal on the line from Port Macquarie. Crystal, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you going? You going well?
I'm going great. School's back and I'm kid-free.
Nice.
Did I hear a champagne cork pop in the background?
Oh, that's a bit later.
Oh, it's a bit later. It's a bit early for that. What about champagne breakfast? I thought that was a thing.
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah, we could.
I'd much prefer some bourbon in it.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. You're a woman after my heart. Drink responsibly, of course. Now, Crystal, are you ready to try for $240?
I am.
All right. Christy, we're about to get stuck into this, okay? Now, I'm going to start the timer the minute I finish the question, okay? Are you ready, Crystal?
Yep.
In the Marvel Universe, of the hundreds of bad guys, I need you to name me 5 bad guys.
Oh, jeez. I've just been put on the spot.
Just say Thanos. That's one.
Okay, Thanos.
Well, that's one.
Ares?
Oh, no. That's okay. I tried to help you out there, Crystal.
We did give you a clue.
We did give you a clue because we were talking about it as well. But unfortunately, it's gone up to $250 for tomorrow. Enjoy not having the kids around with you, though.
I will. No worries.
What have you got planned for the day?
I actually have to go to work.
Oh, right. Oh, so it's not going to be all leisure then?
No, till 11 o'clock.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
Well, definitely no champagne breakfast for you if you're going to work.
No, although depending, if you were doing this job, Chris, I'll tell you what, you could come in and have a champagne breakfast and lunch and no one would be able to tell the difference. Cause
well, that's
behind
true.
There's no cameras. It's all good. All right, you have a great day.
You too.
See ya.
Oh, Christy, it goes up to $250 for tomorrow. And I thought we'd give it away if we started talking about Avengers.
No, I don't think it was a big enough clue.
No?
No. Well, maybe we need to give away more clues tomorrow. But
no,
can I be
none.
In charge of the question?
Tomorrow?
Can I come up with the topic?
Oh, Oh, this is awkward. Do you think you're going to be on tomorrow?
Oh, no, I can give you ideas.
Oh,
come on.
Would you come on tomorrow?
Oh, for 5 and 10, for sure.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, are we going to come back shortly? There's a few new studies that have come out. And I love studies. I love when a new study comes out, especially when it's not corroborated by anything, when it just says a new study claims and no other information. Do you know what I'm saying, Christy?
Okay. Are they true?
Well, they're ambitious, and that's why I'm going to read them. That's coming up. Get up out of bed.
Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
I love a good study. Rach loves a good study too. And when she gets back from New Zealand on Monday, we will have more studies because we love it. I'll tell you why. Whenever there's an article that says a new study has claimed, it doesn't always tell you how the study has been conducted. So when I see things like men hit that, this is great. I've got two. Men hit their style prime when they get to 30, a new study claims. Doesn't say who did the study. Doesn't even say how many people were studied. But apparently, they must just be watching the television a lot. Men hit their style prime when they get to about 30, and which is good news for me because I turned 30 back into this year. That's the age when men apparently finally feel confident in their grooming and fashion choices after years of experimenting with both. And I can tell you right now, I'm channeling Bernard Black today. If you've ever seen Black Books, you know what I'm talking about. The hair is messy. I'm wearing a really big black semi-formal looking coat. And I kind of look a bit hungover. That's not the case. It's just how I look. So that's one thing I'm testing today just to see what happens. But by the time most blokes reach their peak, they've tried out all the different facial hairstyles and hairdos and the fashion sort of staples they've gone through. You know, I mean, I remember the old days when we had button-up snap pants and the Wu-Tang pants. That was what was in. You couldn't do that now. No one wears baggy pants now. It's terrible. However, the other thing is that style alone isn't enough anymore. We know this. Now, the same study said honesty, intelligence, success, blah, 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 the top three values for men, obviously, that women see. Honesty, I feel like honesty can kind of take a back seat as well as intelligence as long as you're kind of successful and hot. That's just how I feel. The other study that I found is quite different as well. Once again, this has actually been corroborated. University of Adelaide, so where I'm from, which, I mean, they might as well not have any degrees as far as I'm concerned, being from Adelaide, when they say taking a vitamin found in bananas, tuna and avocado could help people recall their dreams. Scientists claim. So this isn't just a study anymore. It's a scientific study. Half of the participants of 100 people from around Australia took 240 milligrams of vitamin B6. Now, that's the equivalent of 558 bananas. I don't know about you, but if it takes 558 bananas worth of B6 to remember a dream, I don't know what I'm taking, but I often remember my dreams. And I had Christy in here before, and I told her this. I said, can you believe this? And she said, no. I eat all of those things and I don't remember any of my dreams. So once again, it's a case of a study's been done, except this time it's got a name attached to it, University of Adelaide, and they reckon that if you eat those things immediately before bed for 5 consecutive nights, while the other half obviously were given just placebo, that you remember your dreams 100%. So, I mean, I'm not going to try it because eating that much before bed is not good, obviously, although taking the vitamin B6, I don't know how that would go. I don't know how. I don't write these studies. I just bring them to your attention. We got more coming up, of course. After 9 o'clock, you could be winning $1,000 with Joe Groth in Alpha Bucks. He gives you 30 seconds and he gives you a letter and he asks you a load of questions. And he'll be playing that a few times today as well. So that is on the way. News with national news with Hannah and local news with Lee Jolo coming up on Hit.
For your local discount chemist, lowest prices guaranteed.